in favour 43, 2 abstentions, 8 against, and therefore I am delighted to say that the Organ Donation Bill Wales has passed. Thank you very much.
July 2nd, 2013. Welsh Assembly members overwhelmingly vote through a landmark change to the organ donation system. Now, nearly 900 days later, people living here in Wales are automatically considered to be donors unless we choose to opt out.
Three people die every single day waiting for an organ donation.
I'd rather have them in my body when I go into the ground.
My heart so badly damaged that I could hardly be able to do anything. I couldn't run. I struggled to just walk up a flight of stairs.
Helping someone and you're making them better, it's no use to you.
If I look at the general population, I don't think a lot of people have decided what they want to do.
It's an important day for the National Assembly, an historic day for Wales.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Adam Evans. This is Heart's Nightly News. In the last decade, more than 6,000 people have died waiting for an organ. I've met with the Welsh Health Minister, Mark Drakeford, who's told me the number is frustrating and it's time for a change.
Three people die every single day waiting for an organ donation. We can make those deaths a thing of the past. While we know that 9 out of 10 people in Wales say they would be willing to be an organ donor in the very unusual circumstances where that takes place, only about a half of those people actually register on the organ donor register.
One of the rules still includes this family consent. How crucial is that?
What it says is that you will never be able to take organs under a deemed consent regime unless the family have been involved in the decision.
You must be so proud that with US Health Minister and the Welsh Government as it is at this point, you're leading the way.
It is a genuinely important day for Wales. We are breaking new ground here. We are using our new legislative powers, which we've had for the first time, to do just this. We've created a consensus across the political parties. It's an important day for the National Assembly as an institution, as well as the Welsh Government, an historic day for Wales.
The change in the law affects anyone over the age of 18 who's lived in Wales more than 12 months, with latest figures showing more than 50,000 people have moved here in the last year, a great number of them are students. Well, I've been to a cafe to meet with Charlie, Callum and Kyle, who are all studying at Welsh universities.
I know quite a few people who have either had some kind of transplant or children that have had to go through open heart surgery and have a brand new heart, a brand new kidney put in, and I think it's, why not? You're not going to need it when you're gone, so I think it's a really great idea.
You know, once you die, there's a lot of people out there who need an organ and they can't get an organ because, you know, there could be someone perfect for them but they haven't opted in or they haven't decided to do it.
I think they both make valid points, but I truly believe I would be opting out. I know people will need it, but I'd rather keep them with myself. I'd rather have them in my body when I go into the ground rather than actually being taken from me.
You might potentially be in a condition where your organs are available to be donated and it could go to any part of the UK. If there's no one in the UK that needs it at that point, it could go anywhere in the EU.
I know it sounds a bit weird, but that's part of me, so why should my body be staying in the UK and part of me be on the other side in Cyprus, Greece, Spain? I wouldn't like it.
So Charlie, Callum and Kyle have taken the time to think it through, but there are still those unaware the law has actually changed, or some of the facts around it, like that if you die outside of Wales, the presumed consent no longer applies.
Your life is ending, you're still helping someone else, and you might be saving someone else's life, and you're gone. It's not, you know, it's not taking anything from you.
Yes, I'm aware it's been brought in automatically, you've got to opt out.
I'm not going to bother doing anything, just see how it goes, isn't it?
Isn't it mandatory now?
I think I'm going to opt in. It's to help other people, isn't it?
Automatic.
Yes, isn't it? Automatic, isn't it? Unless you actually fill in the form.
My daughter needs a heart transplant.
And with your daughter, then, it must be so important for you that people are donors, I guess.
Definitely. Yeah. My daughter's only 18, so I'm desperately relying on people to donate.
If you don't opt out, you'll automatically be a donor. Are you okay with that?
Fine, I'm not going to opt out. It's no problem.
Why?
I'm a nurse and I know exactly how important all the organs are for patients, so...
What would you say to someone that's thinking about opting out then?
Have a look into it and really think about it, because obviously it saves lives.
I just don't want to do it. I think it's wrong, so no, I'm going to opt out.
It forces you to make a decision on it.
They can take everything apart from my eyes.
More people should be aware of what's going on, really. They can't just force people.
So, you know, if you can help somebody, it's a good thing to do, isn't it?
Just because we may not have made a decision yet, that doesn't stop us opting out in the future. The new law came into force at midnight, but for some religious groups, organ donation is still described as a grey area. In Islam, most families will now seek advice from an imam when a loved one dies. Dr. Sajjad Ahmad works with the Muslim Council of Wales on health issues. He's told me the change in the rules has come into force too quickly.
Muslims are not against organ donation at all. The necessity of something in health-wise can overturn things which are prohibited. Sort of in the Quran, there's a verse where it says if a man saves a life, it's like he's saved the entire human race. If he kills one, he's killed the entire human race. So the sanctity of life is very, very precious. The scholars in 1988 in Saudi Arabia, they allowed organ donation on that basis. But there are five principles that have to be adhered for, and that is the sanctity of oneself, the sanctity of life, the sanctity of religion, law, the sanctity of wealth, etc. So all these things are protected. When does the soul leave the body? That's a debatable question.
We have these grey areas. So if it were a point that somebody was on their deathbed next Wednesday, would that be something a Muslim family would be able to do, is call on a scholar at that point?
Majority of the Muslims will have a point of contact in their local community. Every mosque will have an imam who, if not being able to answer the question himself, will know somebody and get the scholarly opinion on their own personal circumstances at that time. So yes, there is a lot of help available.
My name's Emma Bennett and I'm a specialist nurse for organ donation. Our role as specialist nurses, we are referred the patients from the intensive care and from the A&E departments who are going to have treatment withdrawn, who are going to pass away. We work alongside the clinicians on intensive care and we go and speak to the families. It will change with the new law because if somebody hasn't opted in or opted out, we will be going into the families with a more presumptive approach. So we'll be going in, speaking to families and assuming that they don't have an objection to organ donation if they haven't made a decision about it in life.
If we do donate, our organs would go to help people like Rhys Thomas. The former Wales and Scarlets forward had a heart attack on the pitch. Rhys is still waiting on the donor list. He's been speaking to Heart's Sean Pritchard.
I was told by the doctors that I would be unable to carry on with my career, which obviously came as a huge shock. And then on top of that, not only was my heart so badly damaged that I could hardly be able to do anything, I couldn't run. I struggled to just walk up a flight of stairs. So, you know, I'd gone from being able to run around, you know, fit as a fiddle to basically being extremely disabled and not being able to walk far at all.
How likely is it you'll get a new heart?
There's just not enough organs to go around. The chances of me getting one without actually being on the emergency list is almost nil. Got to wait it out and hope that if I do start to deteriorate and I do go on the emergency list, that they can find me a donor in time, or, you know, it's I'll cease to exist.
12 weeks into her pregnancy, Jess from Cardiff was told her baby, Teddy, wouldn't survive. She and her other half, Mike, made a heartbreaking decision. When he was born, Teddy would become Britain's youngest organ donor.
Obviously, it was a really sad time for us, you know, losing him, but to have that legacy of that he's left us and Billy and Noah, we think we're really lucky because there's lots of families who are not as lucky as us. It's made it a lot easier for us to move on with our lives, but also to help the kids get through it as well.
I really struggled to come to terms with the diagnosis in the beginning. But once I did, and once we had decided that organ donation was the next step of what we wanted to do, we did face some barriers, and that made us even more determined to make sure that his, you know, his life wasn't going to be in vain. And it really does help me deal with the grief, knowing that something so good did come out of something that was so awful at the time.
Comfort we've taken from it, you know, in our loss, he's managed to save the lives he has. But it's not just about those lives he directly saved, it's about the wider effect that people have said to us, you know, you've inspired me, Teddy has made us sign the register, or they made us have the conversation at home. The message is simple, really. Heaven doesn't need your organs, people do. 3 people die every day. Roughly 200 children have died in the last 10 years waiting for an organ. It just shouldn't happen. It'll be the best decision that you ever make, and one that you won't regret.
This is Heart.